Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Jamaica to remain in CARICOM. Prime Minister requests staging of national disaster simulation exercise and over $800 billion in investment projects in the pipeline for Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that Jamaica has no intention to withdraw from the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. Speaking at the launch of the CARICOM Review Commission at the Office of the Prime Minister last Tuesday, Mr. Holness said Jamaica is committed to regional integration.
It was never the intention to lay any groundwork or chart any path out of CARICOM. This is about strengthening Jamaica's position within the regional integration process, which is absolutely important for Jamaica's economic growth and development for the next 50 years.
Mr. Holness says Jamaica's commitment to the regional body can be seen in the establishment of the CARICOM Review Commission. The commission will seek to maximize Jamaica's participation in CARICOM with a view to boosting economic growth and development. It will also assess the benefits received by Jamaica through functional cooperation within CARICOM institutions and its framework. The Prime Minister says special effort was made to select suitable candidates for the commission to ensure it meets its mandates.
So we have members from the private sector, from academia, from business. We've also ensured that the various political views are represented, the trade unions and small business. We've been very comprehensive in the commission that we have put together.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has requested that a national disaster simulation exercise is conducted as part of efforts to evaluate the country's ability to respond to nationwide emergencies. Mr. Holness says it is vital to test the ability of the relevant government agencies in order to identify areas for improvement and address resource shortages.
Maybe one day out of the year, that could be used as part of your public information exercise, your public awareness, you know, building national awareness in this regard.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a meeting of the National Disaster Risk Management Council last Wednesday. The Prime Minister last week commended manufacturing company Grace Kennedy on their third staging of the annual Heather Littlewhite Household Worker Awards. Mr. Holness is urging other companies to follow the example set by Grace Kennedy in finding ways to value and recognize individuals and groups who are examples of diligence, productivity, and professionalism. Special words were reserved for Michael Lawson and Millicent Clunis, who were selected as male and female household workers of the year.
Service is a powerful product. It is not a commodity. It is valuable. Your employers recommended you because of your service to them. And I want you to maintain that and to pass on the value of service to your friends and your colleagues and your family.
In the meantime, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says there is approximately $800 billion in investments in the pipeline for Jamaica over the medium to long-term future. Mr. Vaz says based on recent expressions of interest to the government and his analysis of several proposed public-private projects, Jamaica is poised to reap the benefits of a number of high-impact investment opportunities going forward.
That has the potential to possibly create up to 80,000 jobs. I commit that I will give an update in short order of actual committed investments and implementation dates and job creation.
Minister Vaz was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House last Wednesday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.